Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service, family members worldwide. Okay, you can go and pick that up now. Over here. You can go and pick that up. You got it ready. Welcome to the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, service for coronavirus victims and their families, and ladies and gentlemen, at this time we're going to read the Word of God and then we're going to have a little time of studying the Bible, praying, and so forth. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 322, if you will, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family in chronological order and with you. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, to see the present and the future as well. Today, beloved, we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 28. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you, Lord, for loving us so much that you will correct us when we're wrong. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and many and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us. More specifically, Lord, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, mental and physical protection and provision, financial and material blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And this morning, Lord, help us not to think we can pray to you as we should. And so, Holy Father God, I pray and ask you to help us to pray. Help us to read your holy word. Help us to love it more. Help us, Lord, to understand it. Help us to comprehend it. Grant us your supernatural energy and strength, your unction and your anointing, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it today and apply it to our own lives. And then, Lord, to share it with others and to teach others in a discipleship way and to preach your holy gospel from your holy word so that others may come to know you as Savior. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, continue to have mercy and grace upon us. Lord, help us never to take you for granted or to take your mercy, grace, and love for granted. And Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us where we have sinned, where we have failed, where we have fallen short. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences in the holy and precious blood of Christ, and make us, Lord, to be whiter than the snow on the inside. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us. Afresh and anew, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to serve you today and to live for you throughout this day. Help us to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit and not grieve and quench your Holy Spirit. And Holy Father God, I pray to help all of us to do that. Lord, I pray that you would save those who are lost, even though religious. Revive those who are truly saved, even though not perfect. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and lives of the people who have that problem here and beyond here. And Lord, we pray that you would hold that demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias and their children, so to speak, the sins they breed of pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, bad attitudes, bad spirits, witchcraft, hatred, disrespect, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, and all other kinds of evil. For there is no limit to people who are that way, because they're demon possessed and demon controlled and demon, or at least demon oppressed. And Lord, I pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell from each and every one of us here and from this place and from your people everywhere, from their families. Some people are single. They need your special protection. They need to sense your presence. Some are married and in families, and the devil is attacking their marriages and families. So be with them as well, all around the globe. Lord, set people free from the snare of the devil. And at the same time, Lord, help all of us to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful. Help us to be prayerful. Help us to pray without ceasing throughout this Friday. Help us, Lord, to be, help us to pray always as you have commanded us. Help us to be instant in prayer. Help us to remember your parable that you gave to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Help many of us to shut our mouths at each other, and help us to open our mouths to you in prayer, and to read your holy word, and to do what your holy word says. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you today. And Lord, we pray that you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, we pray that you would save that soul that's nearest hell, revive the backslidden. And Lord, we pray that you deliver us who are saved from temptation, evil, and sin throughout this day. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Help us all who name the name of Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving all around the world, in this country, in our communities, in our families, in our churches, and in our individual lives. And Holy Father God, I pray that for the saints you would deliver us from all of our distresses and afflictions, as your servant David taught us to pray, cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems, and fears. For there's all kinds of things coming at us and after us, and so, Lord, I do pray that you will lift all of our burdens. We cast all of our cares and burdens upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. There are things that we cannot do anything about, so we look to you. And Holy Father God, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would deliver each and every one of us who name the name of Christ and who are striving to do your will and to stand up for you. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions. And then, Lord, deliver millions, Lord, from and deliver us all from spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt for our young people, and student progress. Help people to learn that there's more to life than to learn from the books. They must learn to be obedient first and foremost. Otherwise, the book knowledge will not help them. And they must seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto them. Lord, which is my oldest daughter's life's verse. And she has believed that all of her life, and it has come to pass for her. And it can come to pass for all young people if they would obey you. And so, Holy Father God, have it to come to pass. And then, Lord, we pray for millions of people who are facing a food crisis, housing crisis. Foreclosures are going up, according to a newspaper article. and utilities crisis, medical crisis. And Lord, we pray that each person would follow your leadership. And we pray that you will help them. And we pray especially for the household of faith who are striving to serve you and who love you back. And Lord, I do pray that you bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ from ourselves, from our flesh, and from the devil today. Protect us, Lord, from the demons of hell. Protect us from evil people in our families, evil people in our churches, evil people in the world. It's so sad, Lord, that I have to pray like that, but that's what you put in my heart to pray. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God and surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ. Be with us throughout this day, Lord, as you were with us on yesterday, all into the wee hours of the morning, and, Lord, the day before. It is amazing how you do that. So pave the way for us, open up doors for us, have us to continue to find favor in your sight through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the sight of others. And Lord, have the power of your Holy Spirit to drive the power of your Holy Word deeply into the hearts of your people, and as the gospel is preached, deeply into the hearts of those who are lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing 1 Samuel chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare, to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul unto his servants, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life, to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more. Neither by prophets nor by dreams, therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then doest thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyedest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines. And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway all along on the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day, nor all the night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, Behold, thine handmaid hath obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto thy words which thou speakest, or rather which thou spakest unto me. Now therefore, I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thine handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused, and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hasted and killed it, and took flour and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof. And she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose up and went away that night. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I pray, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you and I thank you for your deep and powerful word. Lord, help us to remember it. Help us, Lord, to meditate on it. Help us to understand it. Help us to comprehend it. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to learn obedience from it. Help us not to be like Saul, but rather like David. Help us to fear you, to trust in you, to pray to you, and be obedient to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.